It is important, from my perspective, that all of the safeguards associated with identification and placement in special education for individuals with learning disabilities are retained. And therefore, for me, Tier 3 is very likely to look like, and perhaps for many children, be special education. I am uncomfortable making that process automatic as though it's turnkey, meaning that as soon as students do not exhibit adequate progress in Tier 2, then they're in special education. So my distinction has to do with the rights and privileges associated with it, as well as the second part of it has to do with the speed and a confidence we have in students closing the gap with respect to their learning problems based on their progress.